Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our good friend Jack Carew is with us. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Jack is the founder and chief executive officer of Carew International out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Carew International is a sales performance organization that offers sales and mentoring training programs throughout the world. Jack's been termed a visionary in the field of selling. He is a mentor to hundreds of young professionals, both in his own company and to his clients' firms. Some of the companies that do business with Carew International include Anderson Consulting, Coca-Cola, Georgia-Pacific Corporation, International Paper, and Western Hotels, on and on and on. A long list of folks there, folks. And he's a graduate of New York St. John's University. We're going to get him to tell us about something special there in just a minute. He had a distinguished career in the U.S. Marine Corps, and he is on the board of advisors at Xavier University in Cincinnati. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have
you
back.
My mother would have loved to hear that introduction.
I'm sorry?
My mother would have loved hearing that introduction.
Well, and if I'd known she was listening, I got a whole bunch of more stuff I left out. I just didn't have time. I mean, I could have gone on forever and ever. Folks, let me tell you something. You heard me say that I don't have chopped liver on this show. Jack Carew is nowhere near chopped liver. I'm telling you, this guy has really got his stuff together. He not only is a very successful person in his own right, but he gives back. And that's evidenced by an award that I happen to know that he's about to receive from St. John's University. And Jack, I know you wouldn't talk about this on your own, so I'm going to make you tell us about it. What's going to be happening on Friday night?
Well, Jim, I'm going to be receiving the President's Medal from the university for what the university calls distinguished service to the university and the community at large, the broader community, and so on. But an interesting thing happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
I'm proud of you, and I want to congratulate St. John's for recognizing you.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting when they called up and said, Jack, you're going to get the President's Medal, and I told my wife, Barbara, she said, Jack, are you sure we can afford this award? You know, in other words, typically when you get an award from a university, you set up a little check. So.
That's right.
Are you sure we can afford this award, Jack?
And since it's the highest honor that they offer, that's not a little check.
No, that's right, Jim. It's not a little check.
Jack.
Yes, Jim.
One of the things that I know that, and by the way, folks, you've heard Jack join me. Jack has joined us before. When we've had John O'Donohue, Father John O'Donohue on the show, talking about his book and at other special times, Jack has been back with us. But Jack, it's been a year or so since you joined us to talk about the subject that I know is very near and dear to your heart, and that's the subject of mentoring.
Yes, Jim. You know what? We need mentors more today than we've ever needed them. You know, I was reading the papers last night, and we're in for more downsizing, layoffs, reengineering, restructuring, repurposing.
50,000 announced in May.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like there's been a nuclear strike on the workforce. People don't know what end is up, and they're running for cover.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what's happened. In the organization, there's been an incredible shift. In the old days, we used to provide wisdom. Now people get data. In the old days, it was intimacy, and now it's isolation. And in the old days, we used to inspire people. Now we provide them with information. There used to be permanence. Now there's a lot of portability. Encouragement used to take place, and now it's survival of the fittest. And I can tell you right now, we used to focus more on people in the past, and today there's a fascination with technology. And this advanced technology is reducing the human element in the workplace. So people are really and truly living in the valley of uncertainty.
Well, you know, this started happening 20 or so years ago when people got into early retirement, and over the last 20 or so years, we've lost our brain trust. Haven't we? We've lost our wisdom trust too.
Well, you're right about that. I think a lot of the wisdom in the workplace, healthcare, education, has been thrown on the junk heap because we let these people get out with their wisdom and their secrets.
Yep.
You understand what I mean? The things that made them successful. They used to be coaches, and now today we don't have any coaches. Everybody got a package, Jim. I went back to my reunion a couple of years ago, and I asked the five guys that I was on the committee with. I said, "What are you doing?" All right. And one guy said to me, "I got a package." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, they retired me out."
I asked
another guy. I said, "Dickie, what are you doing?" He said, "I used to work for IBM." He said, "I got a package too. Everybody got a package there, but me. I was the only guy working, and I was 55 at the time."
I talked to a guy the other day, and he said, "You know what he said? He didn't say he got a package. He said he caught a shoot."
He caught a shoot.
He was talking about a gold. Obviously, he was talking about a golden parachute, and it was golden too, because he'll never have to work again the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But you know what those people are doing, Jack, and this is the reason why I'm doing this show. One of the reasons I'm doing this show. Those people are not going out to pasture. They're taking their knowledge and their mentoring ability, and they're opening their own small business.
Well, I think that's great.
That's what's happening because, well, look at it this way. If you think about it, in between 92 and 97, we lost 500,000 major corporate jobs, but yet we gained 12 million net new jobs. And at the same time, unemployment went down to a 29-year low. What does that tell you? That tells you that those people are working for themselves.
It does, and in a variety of different ways. And I think this is great because, to me, working for yourself is more fun. There's no doubt about it. It puts more fire in your guts when you get up in the morning because you have to go out and meet a payroll that you're guaranteed. You know what I mean? I think it's a great. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Who knows?
Let's talk about this concept of a mentor, Jack. Define mentor for us.
Well, I'll tell you, a mentor's a lot of things, but first of all, a mentor's a trusted advisor. And somebody who takes you under their wing and shows you the ropes, okay? They're concerned about you. They're a teacher, an advocate, and they're your champion. And I put it this way, they're like your commercial guardian angel, or like this spirit that hovers over your shoulders and helps you make the right choices. And a mentor really and truly is the person you go to when you're looking for wisdom and when you're looking for guidance.
Well, and the thing is a mentor, it doesn't have to be this big, dramatic relationship. It could be a small relationship, and it could be a significant one too. But you can be mentored from a lot of different people on a lot of different levels. And I want you to talk to us about that when we come back, Jack. Stand by, we've got to take a break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jack Carew. We're back. It's 24 after. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your business. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call if you'd like to join me and my good friend Jack Carew. He is the author of the book called The Mentor, 15 Keys to Success in Sales, Business, and Life. Jack is also the founder and the chief executive officer of Carew International. And, Jack, you offer mentoring programs all over the world. Take a moment and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, we offer mentor programs all over the world and sales training, the best sales training in the world, all over the world for the organizations like Anderson Consulting, Coca-Cola, International Paper, Formica.
What if a small company wanted to get some of your training?
Oh, that's easy. They just call us on the 800 number and we'll fix them up. We can take them into our open enrollment program. We've got one going on right now at Miami University of Ohio in Oxford, Ohio, and we do them all over the country.
What's the 800 number?
It's 800-227-3977.
That's 800-227-3977. And your website is Carew.com, right?
Yes, Carew.com.
All the normal stuff on the front and the back, and C-A-R-E-W, folks.
Yeah, we've got our web page up there, and all kinds of information on the courses we offer. But our objective is to suit people up so that they never get no for an answer. You know, because to be successful in selling, Jim, your beliefs have to become your cause. So selling has a lot to do with your heart and your soul, not just the skills you have when you're doing a transaction or your product knowledge, but your passion, your belief in yourself and your belief in your product and service, and that has to become your cause. And if it can be, then you can be successful at selling.
One of the ways that you learn about that is through people who've been there before. And those are your mentors. And one of the things that I'd like to ask you to talk to us about is the fact that you can have mentors on different levels, can't you?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you who's a mentor to me. My son. My son is probably one of my biggest mentors. And he's the one that says, "Hey, Dad, you might want to consider doing it this way, or Dad, here's a thought you might want to keep in mind. And he can be a shadow.
Yeah.
It can be somebody you meet in an afternoon that has wisdom that they pass on to you. That's helpful to you. That's the act of mentoring. So you don't have to have a designated mentor with a formal reporting relationship.
Right.
Everybody around you is a resource to teach you things you need to know about life.
You know, Mary Westheimer is a good friend of mine, and she's been on the show quite a few times. She's the president of a company called BookZone, and she has become a little bit of a mentor for me, and I think maybe I've helped her a couple times too, but basically it's kind of been going that way, though, where she's been kind of a mentor to me, and whenever I need a question answered and I want to know the truth, absolutely the truth, whether it hurts my feelings or not, I send Mary a question, and she sends me back an answer, and it's always a good answer.
It may
not be what I want to hear, but it's always a good answer, and there's always a suggestion. And so over the last year and a half or so, she's become that kind of a mentor to me, even though we've never met. We've never met face-to-face. And I sent her a little email last night, and I said, Mary, thanks for the help. I'm glad you adopted me.
Oh, that's great. You know, mentors like to be remembered. And as a matter of fact, I'm a grandparent now. And when I look at my relationship with my grandchildren, and who I'm mentoring, by the way, the thing I want most from them, Jim, is I want them to remember me when I'm gone. That's something important to me. I want them to think of Poppy as a guy that loved them, cared about them, accepted them. So there's always something in it for the mentor, really,
yeah.
Something really rich. By the way, Jim, here's just a thought for you. 85% of what we do in the world, no matter what kind of a job we're in, has to do with people. The other 15% is technical.
Mm-hmm.
So mentors are absolutely a critical component to being successful in life because
now,
they take care of the 85%.
Let's talk about, you know, whenever someone says, when they hear us talking about mentoring and having a mentor, being a mentor, finding a mentor, you know, they walk around outside and they say, wait a minute, no one's got a sign on themselves that says I'm a mentor, most of the time, no one walks up to you and says, I want to be your mentor, nor can you really maybe walk up to them and say, I want you to be my mentor. It's something that sort of happens, but you have to be prepared. You have to be able to recognize it. How do you recognize that?
Well, when you have a need and there's a high level of trust, that'll propel you into seeking out a mentor. When you're in a jam and you need some help, it's typically some kind of a high-strength need to get something done that you need help with that puts you in the direction of a mentor. Or if you're a person that's...
Jack, stand by. I'm going to let you finish that talk and come back. We've got to take a quick break, folks.
All right, fine.
29 after. I'm Jim Blessingame, Small Business Advocate. Stay with us, please. Welcome back, Heroes. 33 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back. Thank you for checking that out. And our special guest this hour is our very good friend, Jack Carew. He's the author of The Mentor, 15 Keys to Success in Sales, Business, and in Life. He is the president and founder and chief executive officer of Carew International, a sales performance organization, an international company working all around the world. Jack, the book, The Mentor, by the way, I'm sure that's still available in bookstores and online.
Yeah, it made the bestseller list, as you know, New York Times.
Congratulations.
Bestseller list, and it's in paperback right now.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's a worthy book, folks. As my audience knows, I don't recommend any books that I think are not worth their time and their money. Jack, we were talking when we took a break about how do you find a mentor? How do you identify this person? And how do you identify the opportunity to be a mentor? And maybe that would be the best way to understand how to find a mentor would be to be a mentor yourself first.
Well, I think that's a great idea. But when you're looking for a mentor, try to find somebody that's been around and that's been scarred a few times.
Maybe got a little gray hair?
Absolutely. That doesn't hurt, you know. even if they're 21, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Somebody that's optimistic and positive. Somebody that has time for you. And here's another two things you want to look for in a mentor. Somebody that's a good listener because listening is the best way they can say they care about you, and somebody who's patient with you, because patience is a willingness to give you the precious gift of time. So when you're looking for a mentor, somebody that's been around, time for you, good listener, and patient. You know what I mean?
Yep. And listen, folks, when you hear Jack say talk about those things, those characteristics, remember that when you're a mentor, that's you.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, all of us are mentors. Anytime we reach into another person's life and we share a part of ourselves, some of the sadness in our lives, some of the great victories and joys, as a teaching point, we're mentoring people. And I was telling a group at Miami University of Ohio last night that when you are teaching, when you are training, if you're successful, people will want to walk away being more like you. Not that they're giving themselves up, but they want to be more like you. Remember Michael Jordan, I like Mike, I want to be like Mike?
Right.
Well, they want to be like you, and that's one of the great things that the mentor does. The mentor transfers his soul into the soul of another person, his heart or her heart and spirit. And that person builds on that. So you can have lots of mentors that help you build your interior life.
Exactly. You know, Jack, let's talk just for a second about the architecture of your book. The book is largely about a journey that a couple of young people are making through their life, and they found this mentor, or he's found them. Isn't that the way the book works?
Yeah, they kind of ran into each other in the hallway on a Friday night when it was raining.
Yep.
And he looked into their eyes, and he could see that they were really and truly going down the tubes. They were failing miserably, and he said to him, come on in, I'll show you the way. And what he does is he looks at the important things about being a business person or being a person. You don't have to even say business person. And he talks to them about those kinds of important things, like how to embrace the truth, admire yourself first. Because, you know, it's interesting. To find the good in another person, Jim, you have to find the good in yourself. And we talk about powering up with excitement, competing with energy, and things like resolve the problem with passion, bounce back from rejection. See, a lot of people have trouble with rejection, disappointment, and things like that. And a good mentor will help guide you through shock, denial, and blaming. You know, all of the negative stuff that goes on when you're turned down and you're disappointed and you're feeling low. And they lift your spirits. They encourage you, and they bring you into acceptance and renewal, which is, how do I get on with my life, and how do I do something positive?
One of the things that I like about the architecture of the book, folks, is that at the end of each chapter, after there's been another little series of conversation, I should say, between the mentor and these two young people, Tim and Jill, there's a section called The Way, and it's quite a few different things in each chapter that I really like to focus on, and I'd like to recommend that you check that part out of the book especially. And one of the things that I like, Jack, you've been talking about this in the chapter called Magnify Your Spirit. Now, you and I have spent quite a good bit of time in the last year or so when we were talking about your book, or whether we were visiting with John O'Donohue or whatever, talking about the importance of the spirit and our own spirit, in nurturing our own spirit. And one of the things that you talk about in this chapter on magnifying your spirit is look for the best in others.
Absolutely. There is no such thing as a bad customer or a bad friend. I was getting a massage down at one of these fatty reduction centers in Florida, Jim, and I asked this guy, Max, from Brooklyn. I said, Max, have you got any lousy customers? And he said to me, no, Mr. Carew. He said, all my customers are good. Some are just gooder than others. You know, they tip me better. And I think that's true. Everybody's good. God didn't make junk. We know that. But some are just, in some respects, more gooder than others. And I think as a mentor, what you have to do is you have to focus in on the good in others.
Well,
you know?
Stand by. I want to talk about that a little bit more when we come back. Also, I want to talk about something that Jack calls letting go of the me first attitude. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 39 after. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you want to be a mentor, or if you need a mentor, you'd like to ask Jack how that works, give us a call. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are back. Thank you for staying with us. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And Jack Carew is our special guest. He's a great guy and the author of a book called The Mentor, 15 Keys to Success in Sales, Business, and Life. And folks, he didn't just write this book. He is this book. He lives the book. And his business does as well. And I feel very fortunate to have him join us today. Jack, thank you for your time and for your wisdom. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about, in your chapter on Magnify the Spirit, you've got a section in there that I wanted to ask you to talk about. It's called Let Go of the Me First Attitude.
Well, what we mean by that is, if you want to deepen your relationship and convert a relationship to a friendship, you've got to get into the other person's psychological reality, and you do that through empathic listening. Because listening is telling the other person right now your thoughts and your concerns are more important to me than my very own. And it's really and truly responding to a person's call for help.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things, and I never mentioned this to you, you know, I spent 23 years in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the great things that we learned in the Marine Corps was let go of the me first attitude and substitute let's go with the team first. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we learned to operate as teams. I mean, we were taught values. We were taught honesty. We were taught courage. We were taught hard work and those kinds of things. And I think that, you know, in addition to my formal education, my 23 years in the Marines has made a big difference in terms of relating positively to other people. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely. And if one of the things about it, if you're going to have, being a mentor is very similar to being a friend. And if you're going to be a friend, if you're really going to be a friend, you've almost got to try to outdo each other with your friend in giving to the other person.
Oh, that's a great way to look at it. It's a great way to look at it.
In other words, I want to ask you, if this were a business meeting, I want to be sure to ask you for your card before you ask me for my card.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I want to give you something before you give me something.
Yeah, and if you try to outdo each other in that way, you'll have a great friendship. But you also, another thing you talk about, and this is critical, I think, you talk about forgiving and forgetting. Forgiving is one thing, but some of us have memories like an elephant. It's hard to forget.
It really and truly is. And you're hearing a lot about that. I can forgive you, but I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't forget, what you're doing is you're carrying an awful lot of residual toxic energy around that will contaminate the things you're trying to do that day, that week, or that month. Not all relationships are mistake-free. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. So you've got to make a conscious effort to put it away and to get it out of your consciousness. And if you want, and one of the things I do to help me forget, and this really works for me, when I've decided to forgive somebody, I write them a letter, and I never send the letter. But it helps me get some of my stuff, some of my anxiety out on the table, and I put that note, maybe 10 or 11 sentences, in a desk drawer, and I never remember to think about that again. And it's really a great way to purge yourself of a lot of the anger, frustration, and disappointment you feel about the other person.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, write them a letter, but never send it to them.
That's a good idea. I've actually done that before.
Yeah.
Jack, I want to back up a little bit and talk about what you call the 15 keys to success. And folks, this is the framework around which this book is written. Each one of these 15 keys are also the different chapters, the 15 different chapters in Jack's book. And the first one, Jack, is life is a sales call. Talk to us about that.
Well, everybody's selling somebody something, Jim, no matter what you're doing. And to be successful in selling, it takes courage, it takes momentum, it takes conviction to persuade people to embrace your cause. But every time we ask our kids to study and apply themselves, every time we try to get the people we work with to do something for the department, we're really and truly selling. You can call it influencing, you can call it persuasion, you can call it whatever you want, but it's really and truly selling. Life is a sales call.
Well, one of the best ways to understand that and to sort of imprint that on yourself is to think of almost everybody as your customer.
Everybody is your customer.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody's your customer, as a matter of fact.
And you can have internal customers and external customers, but they're still customers.
Yeah, and you know the first person that you have to sell Get to sell yourself on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly. It's very difficult to find the good in others and to work positively with others if you really and truly are suffering from low self-esteem or low self-worth. So one of the things I say is admire yourself first, okay? And I don't mean that in a selfish, self-centered way, but look at the good you have in yourself. What three things work for you? For example, I think I'm passionate, I'm courageous, and I'm prepared when I'm working with people, you know? And when I've identified that, I'm not spending time thinking about what can I bring to this relationship. I know I've got some good stuff going for me. Now I can put my focus on the other person and look for the good in the other person because I'm not concerned about what I have to bring to the table. You know what I mean?
And folks, these are all things that are components of being a mentor and being mentored.
Yes.
All of these are components to that. So another thing, Jack, you talk about is and actually, we've got to take a break here. There's the music. When we come back, Jack, I want you to talk to us for a minute about embracing the truth.
Okay.
That's something that I think we need to really talk about. And then I know you have a poem that you want, a blessing that you want to give us. And we'll do that when we come back, folks. It's 50 After. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Jack Carew, the author of The Mentor, is our special guest. We are back. It's 54 After. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Jack Carew, the author of The Mentor, 15 Keys to Success in Sales, Business, and Life, is our guest. He's our good friend and just an outstanding resource for us. Jack, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you for spending some time with us. One of the things I want to do as we wrap up the hour is talk about something that's critical. It's an essential component of being a mentor, but also of being mentored too, and that is embracing the truth.
Embracing the truth isn't necessary. It's mandatory, really and truly. And I believe, Jim, that each of us has a duty as business entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs, period, to be the most vigorous advocates of the truth, because there is no health in us and no future in our relationships if we don't maintain the truth or if we deceive our customers. They'll see right through it because everybody's got a finely tuned internal crap detector system, and they can tell. It's their inner knower at work. And the truth is absolutely essential to building the future for yourself.
Well, and you've got, and also, when you, if you're prepared to be truthful and you expect the other person to be truthful completely, you've got to have, there's got to be a significant amount of trust between the two.
Absolutely. Trust is something that, that's one of the things you want to work on in a relationship. Right off the bat, is creating trust, credibility, and rapport. And here's an interesting thought about trust. Trust means I can predict you. Trust is predictability. And if I can predict that you'll do this, then I trust you. If I can't predict that you can do what you said you'd do, if my prediction says you probably won't get around to it, then I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, trust and predictability go hand in hand.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? If you do deviate from the truth, get back on it and don't let the clock run out.
You can always apologize, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, this is the American dream. You always get a second chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are second chances. And there is such a thing as absolution and reconciliation. And just don't let the clock run out.
You know,
offer that apology quickly.
You know, this wasn't about not being honest, but one time I called on a guy. I was a young whippersnapper, and I'd been trained by some of the best. And I called on an old guy at a plant, and I went in, and I guess I didn't do a very good job. Maybe I was too pushy. I don't know. But when I got ready to leave, I realized that I hadn't done a very good job, and I felt like maybe I'd actually offended him a little bit. And I left the room. I walked out in the hall. I turned around and went back, and I said, "Mr. Keener," this is 25 years ago, and I still remember it. I said, "Mr. Keener, can I start all over again?" And he says, "Yes, Jim, you can. Sit down." So obviously I was right.
That's a great story.
And I sat down and I started all over again. And guess what? I got his business until he retired. Hey, listen, we got 30 seconds. You have a blessing you want to give us.
Yeah, I do want to give you a blessing because I'm Irish. You know, an Irish guy
give
a blessing. And this blessing's for everybody that's with us today, you know. We are connected and we're all trying to do the very best we can for ourselves and for others. So here it is.
Go ahead.
These things I warmly wish for you. Someone to love, some work to do. A bit of sun, a bit of cheer, and a guardian angel, your mentor, always near.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you,
appreciate
Jim.
That. That's a great way to leave us. And again, thank you for your time and your wisdom. And we're looking forward to having you back again. Good luck this weekend with your award.
Thank you, Jim. And God bless you and God bless your listening audience.
God bless you too, Jack. See you later.
Jim, bye.
Jack Carruth, folks, the author of The Mentor. Check it out. I recommend it. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.